Lucy Hutton and Joshua Templeman sit directly across from each other, their desks forming the front line in a silent corporate war. They're executive assistants to co-CEOs of B&G Publishing, a company formed when artistic Gammon Publishing merged with corporate powerhouse Bexley Books. Lucy, petite with vintage-inspired outfits and a strawberry farm upbringing, embodies the creative Gammon spirit. Joshua, tall and imposing in his rotation of meticulously planned dark shirts, represents the calculating Bexley mentality. Their mutual hatred has become legendary. They filed multiple HR complaints against each other. Lucy maintains a password-protected document chronicling their conflicts. They play childish games to antagonize each other. The staring game, the mirror game, each designed to push buttons in increasingly creative ways. Yet beneath this hostility lies something more complex. Lucy obsessively catalogs details about Joshua, his shirt rotation, his mint consumption, how his blue eyes darken when angry. Meanwhile, Joshua secretly tracks Lucy in his planner, noting when she wears dresses, when they argue, and when he wishes he could kiss her. Everything shifts when a new chief operating officer position is announced. Both Lucy and Joshua are prime candidates, and suddenly their games take on higher stakes. The winner will become the other's boss, a prospect filling Lucy with both dread and strange excitement. For Lucy, this promotion represents validation. Having grown up on her parents' strawberry farm, she's passionate about books and publishing. The role would prove she belongs in the corporate world despite her unconventional background. For Joshua, the position means finally stepping out of his father's shadow. As the son of prominent surgeons who abandoned medical school, he needs this promotion to prove his worth in a different field. A passionate elevator kiss shatters the pretense between Lucy and Joshua, forcing Lucy to question their relationship. This moment reveals their hatred has merely masked intense attraction. Joshua's comment about testing a theory suggests he's been contemplating their chemistry, while Lucy feels shocked. Acknowledging attraction seems like betrayal of her committed hatred. When Lucy falls ill after a company paintball event, Joshua shows unexpected tenderness by caring for her through her fever. With defenses lowered, Lucy shares about her family's strawberry farm, while Joshua reveals his vulnerabilities, his strained relationship with his father, abandoning medical school, and feelings of inadequacy compared to his successful brother. During paintball, they display surprising protectiveness, each taking hits to shield the other. This mutual protection reveals deeper feelings than either is ready to acknowledge, leaving colleagues wondering what's really happening between them. The relationship reaches a turning point when Joshua invites Lucy to his brother's wedding. She learns the bride, Mindy, is Joshua's ex who left him for his brother Patrick, the family's big scandal. The wedding weekend forces them beyond their office environment into the real world, where they must confront feelings without workplace games as buffer. In their shared hotel room, professional facades crumble. Lucy discovers Joshua's pain stems not from his ex's betrayal, but from his father's lifelong emotional neglect. As the unplanned second child, the spare, to Patrick's heir, Joshua has sought approval from a father fixated solely on his brother. His career shift from medicine to business was rebellion against paternal expectations, costing him family respect. When Lucy fiercely defends Joshua against his father's cruelty, she shows she values him beyond professional accomplishments, transforming their relationship from physical attraction to emotional partnership. Throughout their journey, games function as both plot devices and metaphors for Lucy and Joshua's complex psychological dynamics. Their initial hatred manifests in elaborate competitions, staring contests, HR complaints, representing desperate attempts to maintain control in an emotionally charged situation. As their relationship evolves, so do their games. Joshua's kiss competition reveals his insecurity, while the or something game emerges when Lucy suggests they could be friends or something, creating a dance of undefined possibilities without commitment. These structured interactions serve distinct purposes. For Lucy, who fears rejection, games provide safe boundaries. For Joshua, whose emotional vulnerability stems from past experiences, they offer a framework for connection safer than direct expression. The psychological complexity peaks when Lucy discovers Joshua's planner, his meticulously maintained secret record of their interactions, revealing not simple tallies, but an intimate chronicle of his growing feelings. The emotional core of both characters' journeys is learning that vulnerability enables genuine connection. Lucy hides behind cheerfulness and people-pleasing, while Joshua maintains a fortress of professional detachment and cold efficiency. Lucy's vulnerability surfaces during her fever-induced confessions about family, her accidental concern for Joshua's well-being, and her defense of him to his father. Her final admission of love becomes her bravest act. Joshua's path to vulnerability is equally significant. His tender care during Lucy's illness reveals a nurturing side beneath his stern workplace persona. His painful confession about his father's emotional neglect contextualizes his defensive behaviors. When he admits he's loved Lucy since the moment I saw you, he fully dismantles his walls. Their story demonstrates how antagonism can serve as a safer initial step toward intimacy than immediate openness, allowing both to gradually reveal their authentic selves through conflict. This story explores how perception shapes relationship reality. Lucy and Joshua's hatred was merely misunderstood attraction, tension disguised as animosity. Their journey involves recognizing how they've misread each other and themselves. Joshua's revelation that he loved Lucy since they met reframes their entire dynamic. His coldness was armor against vulnerability, while her obsessive cataloging of his flaws masked growing fascination. Their story demonstrates how we filter others' actions through our own fears. Lucy's professional insecurity made her see Joshua as judgmental, while his history of rejection made him interpret her friendliness toward others as disinterest in him. Their starting over game symbolizes their perceptual shift. By reintroducing themselves as if meeting for the first time, they acknowledge their flawed impressions and commit to seeing each other without assumptions, building something new based on understanding. Lucy's observation that hating someone feels disturbingly similar to being in love forms the thematic foundation of the story, exploring how our strongest emotions, both positive and negative, share similar intensity and obsessive qualities. Lucy and Joshua's hatred manifested as hyper-awareness, detailed observation, and disproportionate emotional reactions, the same qualities that characterize their love. The difference lies not in intensity, but in tension. Their journey reveals hatred and love as two sides of the same coin, both involving surrender of control and vulnerability. For these self-sufficient individuals, acknowledging love meant admitting they were never truly indifferent. As they embrace their feelings, they don't abandon their competitive spirit, but channel it into support and playful intimacy. Their games evolve from weapons into expressions of their unique connection. Perhaps the opposite of love isn't hate, but indifference. Our most difficult relationships might contain our greatest potential for happiness if we're brave enough to see beyond initial perceptions.